The Hidden People contains mature language, content, and themes. Please listen with care.
I got something.
Yes, I see it. Can you send it to my secure line, Kathy?
Sure.
Thanks. This is Garrett O'Toole.
Who dwells in the Hall of the Mountain King?
The Longbeards.
Hello, Garrett.
Do we know each other?
No, and it's going to stay that way. I have a message from the benefactor.
From me? From him?
You heard me.
But I've never... I mean, I'm not... I mean, you know who I am, right?
You're Garrett O'Toole.
No, I mean that I'm nobody. Nobody ever contacts me. No one's ever needed to.
We're contacting you now.
But... the benefactor. I mean, surely he knows I'm nobody.
You might be nobody, Garrett, but your son is somebody.
My son? Connor's just a child.
Not Connor. Alfred.
What? Are we talking about the same person?
If it's the Alfred O'Toole who is in the process of opening an orphanage and is friends with McKenna Thorne, then yes. Yes, we are.
I don't understand.
Here's the thing, Garrett. Neither do I. That's how it works. I'm telling you what I was told, and you're going to act on that information.
But who told you?
You don't really expect me to answer that, do you?
No, I guess not.
Your son's friends have become a problem for the intended. As such, your son has become a problem.
No, that can't be right. There's no chance Alfred could ever be a problem for the intended. Zero chance.
Please explain to me how the intended are wrong about this, Garrett.
Well, not wrong, per se. Just not right. I'm not explaining this correctly.
I'm glad we agree on something.
Alfred has no influence. No money other than mine at this point. How could he be a problem?
The company he keeps is a threat. I'm sure even a low-ranking member of the Intended, such as yourself, can understand how we deal with threats.
Well, I can appreciate the need to deal with threats. That isn't necessary here. I can handle my son.
That's what we're hoping to hear, Garrett. Why do you think you were called? As a courtesy before he vanishes?
Alfred is not dangerous. He's directionless. Now, he may have fallen in with a bad crowd, but those are just his current friends. I am his family, and I can keep my son in line.
And how can we be sure of that?
The same way you're sure of my loyalty.
You're going to bring him into the intended.
He's blood. He should have been brought in a long time ago. That's on me. Give me the chance to correct that. Once he's given the oath, you won't have anything else to worry about. Right?
I can't be the one to confirm for you, Garrett. But I'll pass along your plan. I think, if you're able to actually convince him, this will be more than acceptable. Don't quote me on that.
I'll just make sure he leaves his problematic friends behind.
Maybe wait on that for now. The benefactor might have bigger plans for them. And for Alfred.
Hello? Hello? Oh, shit. Amelia, we have a problem. Can you make sure Alfred comes home for dinner tonight?
Dayton Writers Movement presents The Hidden People, starring Jordan Lopez, Alexander Chilton, Stephen Gogol, Sean Gunther, Xander Hildenbrandt, Stephen Kallenberg, and Luna Madison. Season 3, Episode 6, Two Truths and a Lie, written by Chris Burnside, directed by Chris and Megan Burnside. Also starring Jacob Anderson, Saul Kaplan, Aaron Eckhout Lopez, Danielle Gunther, Chris Petrie, and Libby Scancarello.
It is not entertaining to me.
Really? It's considered a classic. Maybe a modern classic, but a classic nonetheless.
All of the characters are terrible people.
I'm pretty sure that was the point of Seinfeld.
They need a Phoebe.
A what?
A good person. They need someone good among the terrible people. A Phoebe.
Huh. Yeah, I guess I could see that.
What does that even mean?
It's like you both speak another language. Perhaps it is familial. You wouldn't understand.
I can step you sideways right back into the prison. We don't need you anymore.
Okay, you two. That's enough.
She started it.
That's one way to look at it. A dumbass way.
Oh my God. Shaylee, will you come help me babysit these two?
Real cute, Thomas. I'll show you where you can shove your babysitting.
Yes, you are definitely the picture of maturity, imposter.
Hey, since you only watch network TV sitcoms, let me teach you a new gesture.
Thomas, did you call for... Shite, McKenna! Why are you flipping her off?
Oh, trust me, this is a well-earned flipping.
I am unaware of the meaning behind your gesture, but I assume that it is a child's expression of petulant anger.
Is not. Bitch.
Oh, to answer your unfinished question, Shaylee, yes, I did call for you, and I'm sure you can see why.
Are you two going to get into a hair-pulling fight next?
I accept this challenge, even though she has less hair than I do. Such a disadvantage may mitigate my clearly superior abilities.
It's like every sentence escalates the pettiness.
Do I have to put you two in timeout? Because I will.
You have no leverage to punish me, brother.
I cook every meal in this house.
I have worked in a kitchen.
That was literal prison food. The worst thing Thomas has ever made would probably be Michelin star in comparison.
Oh, thanks. Come in, Alfie.
Guy and gals, I need help.
Good timing. Your crisis has to be better than watching these two snipe at each other.
She started it.
What's wrong, Alfie?
It's my dad.
What's happened? The cult?
Sort of. He wants me to come work for him.
He's been saying that for years, Alfie.
But this time it's different. He's really pushy all of a sudden, and he wants me to come into the fold. He also mentioned coming out to meet some of his influential partners.
Definitely the cult.
Oh, that isn't good. Do you think they know we're onto them?
I don't know. The timing's really suspicious.
Yeah, the timing is important, but I doubt it's about us.
How can you be so sure?
You think we matter that much? Vodan doesn't fear us, doesn't even care about us. We are completely inconsequential. If anything, they're just setting up for whatever his endgame is, and Alfie's dad wants him to be a part of it.
I don't think we can just jump right to that.
We don't matter. How do you not get this? Why would he want Alfie to spy on us? Like Vodan doesn't know every move we're going to make. Like he hasn't already planned it for us.
Don't be like this.
Yeah, maybe we can get back to the part where I have no idea what to do.
I have an idea.
No offense, but I'm thinking that you probably don't have the best advice on how to deal with parents who've betrayed you.
Clearly you need to get away from the cult. And probably your dad. I'm sorry, Alfie. You can stay here. We still have an open bedroom.
Hang on. This could be our chance.
Our chance to what?
Oh, no. We are not doing this. Alfie is not doing this.
The trainer is right.
I didn't even say what I was thinking.
Your plan is to let Alfie infiltrate the Intended by posing as a new recruit in order to spy on them.
Oh. Yes, that is basically my plan.
That seems awfully dangerous.
Yeah, I don't know.
Alfie, you've infiltrated a magical vault in an enchanted forest, a museum in Ireland, and Arcadia itself.
Don't forget some one-armed man's house.
What?
Never mind.
You have the skills for this. Think of how much intel we could gain.
It would be a lot.
Yes, but in the cons column, this could be a trap for Alfie. They probably know he's friends with McKenna.
Not to choose mortal danger just yet, but I'm living back home again. If the cult wanted to kill me, they'd literally know where I sleep.
He has a point. Their plan is obviously not to assassinate him.
If you go in, you might also find out how your dad is connected to the cult. Don't you want to know that?
Don't manipulate him, Shaylee.
Finding out that way is probably better than asking him over dinner if he belongs to an evil cult worshipping a pagan god who happens to be the arch nemesis of my superhero best friend.
That's the spirit?
Alfie, you cannot do this.
I think I have to, Mac.
Oh, you are all infuriating. You spent months criticizing every reckless plan I had. It turns out you were right, that all of that was really stupid of me. And now you want to be reckless and stupid. I'm not sitting here while Alfie plans his suicide.
McKenna, wait!
I'm torn. This could be really helpful. But what if McKenna's right?
She is not. She is avoiding all risk now, and one cannot defeat impossible odds without risk.
So we need to make the high variance play. All right, I'm in. What do I do?
Go along with it. They'll certainly check you, so we can't send you in wired. You'll need to charm and deceive them until you can figure out what they're up to.
I don't know how to charm people, and I'm not a very good liar.
Charming people is all about knowing your audience. And don't think about what you want, think about what they want. What are their goals? What are their suspicions? Pretend you're them and that'll help you figure out what they want to hear.
Thomas, have you been undercover before?
I'm just good with people.
Huh. My usual approach is to use an accent, but your dad would realize something's up.
Hello, ich heiße Franz.
Probably just stick with Alfred.
Yeah, but what do I do if they figure out I'm a spy?
If you're accused, avert your eyes. Look everywhere except at your accuser. Note the exits. Then, stab him in the throat and run.
Probably best to talk your way out before you resort to murder. It's unlikely you'll be completely cornered.
But if you are cornered, stab as many of them in the throat as you can. Then run.
I don't think I could stab someone, throat or otherwise.
You'd be surprised what you will do when your life is at risk.
I'm sure they won't, but if they find you out...
Stab. Throat.
We need an exit strategy.
If you can send a picture of a circle to us, McKenna can probably find it and step in. We would just need to know the general vicinity. Maybe we can follow you with a drone to wherever you're meeting them.
Good idea. Okay. Charm, deceive, escape.
Stab.
I'm ready. I'll tell my dad to set up this meeting.
The sins of the father. The wickedness of the wicked. Wickedness can be born, and it can be created. This story has examples of both.
Goodfellow laughs at Black Annis! Laughs! Can Preston believe it? Black Annis is not a smurfette! Very true, Ainsley. The puck should be mindful not to make an enemy of Black Annis. Winston knows what will happen to those who oppose Black Annis. Black Annis will rise up to destroy all enemies! So speak, Vodan!
Yes, I did.
Oh, God! Vodan! Black Annis did not hear Vodan enter!
I don't always need a grand entrance, my favorite child. On occasion, I have been accused of stealth.
Shh! Tilda did not hear Vodan enter. Do not tell stories. Odon is very sneaky.
Why are you not working with the others to rebuild my army? You could also direct your efforts towards disrupting our enemies. We cannot kill them, but we can demoralize them to render them more ineffective.
Robin Goodfellow manipulates his humans. The master of Shadow barks orders. The Anthropothidae never listens to Black Annis. Black Annis's children are much better companions.
I seem to remember you having a different attitude about collaborating in the past.
Black Annis's sisters are all gone. Black Annis has little kinship with those who remain.
I see. I have a crowded itinerary at the moment, what with the demoralizing, but give me a few days. We will speak on this again. And Tilda, I'm watching you.
Okay, Shaylee, the car's stopping. It's a fancy-pants mansion. I'm sending you the address. All Alfie has to do is get his phone beside one of the bigwig's phones and activate the app I installed. I can get access to all their data. Might not last long, but as long as I move quickly, it should be able to get some good intel.
Great. Isn't that great, McKenna?
Yep, just great.
Could you find us a circle nearby? All McKenna needs is a picture, if we already have the address.
On it.
Maybe step it up, you know, so we can get there before they start murdering our defenseless friend, who we sent into the lion's den.
Alfie can take care of himself, Mac. At some point, your protectiveness becomes insulting.
Hey, Nyssa, while you're searching for a circle, why don't you search for Eat Shit, too? You can Google it.
I don't have to Google it. I just have to let you cook for me,
I think maybe we'll just get off the phone now and wait for that picture. We'll use the circle to get close and then wait for Alfie. Bye.
Mac. Fuck, what are we going to do with you?
How much longer are they going to make us wait?
Sometimes these things take a while. I told you the men here are very important. Lots of influence in business. Politics, too.
But I don't see why you need to wait for them. Or even be here. Why do we need these shady dudes?
I wouldn't call them shady.
We were taken to this mansion in the middle of nowhere, in a car where you couldn't see out the windows, and armed guards led us inside.
That's mostly for show. This group is all about the drama. But that's really the worst thing about them. It's all just theater.
You're successful, right? Why do you need them?
Alfred, this group helped our family. Got us to where we are now. When I started the company, business was slow. You know, we were young when you were born. Times were tough for us. But this group of men came to me and offered to help. Just think of it as a really elite club where you can make powerful friends.
Why you? If you weren't successful, why did they want you?
That's a bloodline thing. My grandfather was part of it, not that I ever knew. But my father wanted to make his own way without their help, and while I respect that, I wasn't exactly in the position to do the same.
But you are now. It's not like they can just take away your success if you leave now, right?
I wouldn't say take away. It's more like... Well, they have a lot of influence, and I'm sure some of our clients...
Sure, we'd lose some clients, whatever. Do you really want to be a lackey to these guys? A toady?
Hey now.
A henchman? A goon? I could go on. A minion?
I'm no one's minion, Alfred.
So let's get out of here. You show me how the company works, and we'll run it together.
Leaving just isn't so simple.
Why, it's not like they'd have you whacked just for leaving, right? Right?
Don't be dramatic.
They are.
Stop dancing around this. If you have something to say, then be a man and spit it out.
All right, you want manly? Okay. These guys worship an evil god who probably wants to end the world or something. They're the bad guys. You're helping them. I don't want my dad to be a bad guy. Got that? How's that for manly? Ugh, if I had a strawberry daiquiri, this room would not be able to contain my testosterone.
Alfred, these men are serious. They're rich and they're powerful, but they aren't evil.
You realize that the guy you worship is basically responsible for the deaths of McKenna's parents, don't you?
What?
They are human traffickers and murderers. Please tell me you're not going to choose them over me.
I did choose you, Alfred. That's why you're here. Once you've taken the oath, you'll be on the inside and you'll be safe.
Oath?
It's all just part of the show. You swear this oath, then you're in. It's just words. I don't care if you mean it, but you are doing this.
Oh, no, no, no. Of course it's a fairy contract.
The what?
The person I'm supposed to pinky swear with, they wouldn't happen to have a weird voice, would they?
How do you know that?
Oh, shit. Okay, so Mac was right this time. I need to get out of here.
Calm down, Alfred. If you cause a scene, it will reflect badly on both of us.
Okay, circles. Ugh, where can I find a circle?
Sit down. Stop running around like a weirdo.
Dad, are the toilets in this place the round kind or the elongated kind?
What?
Yeah, I'll take my chances. Where are the bathrooms?
This is it. Go on in.
Oh, hell to the no. Why are all the windows up so high?
Alfred, do not embarrass me.
Alfred, come on down.
I am fucked.
He's been in there too long. Something's wrong.
He hasn't signaled yet.
The signal is him sending a picture of a circle. What if he's in trouble and can't find a circle? Or if they confiscated his phone?
I don't think... Well, we need to hope that...
Fuck this stupid plan. I'm going in.
You can't just walk in the front door.
You know, I'm pretty sure that's what front doors are for.
We know nothing about their security.
Well, I see two possibilities. One, I can handle whatever it is. Two, I can't handle it, which means Vodan or his crew are in there. If that's the case, they'd probably rather have me. Maybe they'll let him go.
If Vodan wanted to kill you or capture you, he could have done it already.
Gee, thanks.
10 more minutes. If we haven't heard anything by then, we'll slip in through a window and find him.
And I'm just supposed to keep sitting here until then? I'd rather be with Nyssa. She can see more with her drone than we can on the ground. Nyssa, it's me.
This better be an apology. What are you doing here?
Hello, Nyssa.
What the...
Oh, I apologize for the deception, but I'm sure you're much happier with your door still on its hinges.
Who the hell are you?
Oh, I think you know who I am.
Alfred, shut the door behind you. Well, come on in. It's not like we're strangers. I mean, you were wearing someone else's body when we met the first time, but I'd recognize your essence anywhere. Humor, loyalty, and just a bit of in way over your head.
No idea what you're talking about. Never seen you before.
Well, that's a knee slapper, isn't it, Edgar?
Hilarious.
Oh, this is Edgar. He's our resident screen guy. Just think of him as our Nyssa.
Nyssa kicked his ass.
That's an exaggeration.
No. I think he's right, Edgar. She bent you over her knee and paddled you like a GD toddler, didn't she?
Didn't she?
She did.
I bet that still smarts, doesn't it?
Yes. Yes, it does.
What a shame.
But look at me. Where are my manners? Alfie, please, come in. We should sit and talk.
You might want to be careful sitting with Edgar so far up your ass.
Well, saddle my horse and ride my rodeo. I think he has your number, Edgar. Are you going to take that from this little twerp?
He thinks he's so...
Shut the fuck up, Edgar. Nobody asked you.
Alfie, seriously, have a seat. Have a seat.
I'm not swearing your oath, no matter what you do to me. So, no need to torture me, you know, since it wouldn't work. You might as well just let me go.
Oh, you're mistaken, Alfie. You've already bargained with me. You still owe me, remember? I don't need another oath from you.
Oh. Then why am I here?
Why are you here? I assume you're here to spy on us under the guise of joining the Intended. Am I getting warm?
Who the hell are you?
Oh, I think you know who I am.
Robin Goodfellow.
Yeah. What? No! Robin Goodfellow!
Then who the... Oh, shit. You're Vodon.
Well, yes! Obviously, Robin Goodfellow.
Sorry, I've never seen him before. And they said he was all polite and theatrical.
Do I really act like Robin Goodfellow?
I mean, don't ask me. I don't know either of you.
But I... Robin Goodfellow cannot make an entrance like this.
I'm sure you're right.
He's barely my lieutenant. Not even a particularly old one.
I'm really sorry for the confusion. Do you want to knock again and start over?
No. My entrance is ruined. At least let me in.
Oh. Right. I guess come in?
I'm not a vampire, Nyssa. Just get out of the way.
Of course. Yeah.
Stop looking around. Whatever weapons you might have within reach would not serve you well against me.
No, I wasn't-
Sit down. Robin Goodfellow, seriously?
Do you want some tea, chips, pickled herring?
No, just to talk.
With me?
Oh yes, I have something very important to tell you. You're going to die.
You think I'm here to spy on you?
Are we really gonna play this game?
It's not a game. Why would I come here to spy on you?
Just tell me what McKenna is up to, okay? Then you leave here and feed her false information. Would that be so hard?
If you think I would betray my friends, then we're back to you not knowing me.
Fine. Fine. You like games, don't you, Alfie? How about this one? Two truths and a lie. One. You're going to betray your friends. Two, I'm going to kill your father. Three, I'm not going to kill you.
Everybody dies.
Look at you, crossing your arms so I won't see your hands shake, trying to keep your face from flushing so much. When I created the perfect agent of my freedom, I did not anticipate how such a perfect agent would inspire loyalty and bravery in her followers.
I'm not Mac's follower.
Trying to cover your terror with righteous indignation. It was a cute trick when you used it on the police during their interrogation. But I am the source of righteousness, Nyssa. I am your god.
Sorry. My god doesn't have a dick.
How would you know? Have you ever met your god?
I guess that's what faith is for, right?
Oh, you're going to die, Nyssa.
I heard you the first time.
Yes, but I also know when and how and why. I could quite literally number your days. No, not so bold now, are you? Your death will be glorious, ordained. You are my martyr, Nyssa. Your death will ignite the hunt in a few short months.
Well, two truths and a lie, Alfie.
which one's the lie?
I am the best at riddles. Hang on, I need to write this down. So, if I'm not going to kill you is the lie, it means that you would kill me.
How did they let you bring a phone in here? Give me that!
But, hey, that's mine! Let go! Hey, no, it's... Hands off!
Unbelievable. You can have this back when you leave. If you leave.
He slips Alfie's phone into his pocket, right next to his own phone.
So I'm going to die. Why are you telling me this?
You may not believe this, but I respect you. Your loyalty and faith are misplaced in McKenna Thorne, but such devotion is enviable.
Shit.
What was that?
It's nothing.
You're lying. What's on the computer?
I said it's nothing.
Quiet! I wasn't asking you.
So, me then?
Obviously. She's lying, so it must be something.
Who are you talking—
Interrupt me again and prepare to drag your broken legs to your death.
I don't know.
What?
I genuinely do not know why the computer is beeping.
How is that possible?
I don't know that either. This never happens to me. Honest.
She doesn't have the power to do this. None of them do.
Maybe I'm just really stressed from work. Give me 5 minutes and we can try again.
Goodbye, Nyssa. I have matters to which I must attend. We'll see each other again soon.
Shit, please don't be too late.
Look, I don't want you to kill my dad or me, but I can't help you with McKenna. I barely speak to her anymore.
You're lying.
No, I'm not.
No, you're not.
She was really mean and stopped talking to all of us. She's off on her own now.
This can't possibly be true, but you're not lying.
Nope.
I would be able to tell if you were lying.
I don't know why the hidden people are always so surprised when I tell the truth. I don't even like Mac anymore. I just wanted to join your cool club. But now, I'm not so sure. Captain Neckbeard over here has made me rethink the entire thing.
Something isn't right here.
Look, how about this? If McKenna contacts me, I can get word to you through my dad.
No way, he's telling the truth.
Are you suggesting that I cannot tell when someone is lying?
No, sir.
I am a motherfucking daredevil!
Ooh, Cox or Affleck?
Get him out of here. I need to report back on this.
My phone, please?
Alfred, how did it—
I am so disappointed in you. I'll find my own way out. And my own way home, which, by the way, will never again be in your house.
Alfred, get back here!
I am not a child, Garrett. You don't get to tell me who I am anymore.
The son shall not bear the iniquity of his father, but that doesn't mean Alfie's family is through causing him pain.
He didn't die in there.
Wow, you almost sound upset.
I just don't want you getting comfortable with risky, stupid plans.
He won't. None of us will.
We got the win here. This is huge.
It will be if I can decrypt the data I pulled off of Edgar's phone.
I went toe-to-toe with Robin Goodfellow.
How were you able to trick him?
I just followed Thomas's advice. I charmed him and told him what he wanted to hear.
Alfie, you told Baldface lies to his face. That's the opposite of what I said.
I can't help it if I'm more charming than you, Thomas.
Well, at least we know Robin Goodfellow is the Old One's liaison to the cult. That's probably how they got their power for all these centuries, by making deals with him.
Even if we don't get any other intel, that's still helpful.
Also, I had...
Yeah?
Nothing. Never mind.
Are you sure? Everything okay?
It's nothing. Don't worry about it. There. I got something to open. It looks like some kind of math.
Math? What's it for?
It looks like it's calculating places and dates. Putting them together for some reason. Looks a lot like the calculations Riley and I did to figure out the reaping.
So what's Edgar figuring out?
I'm not sure. It could be... Hang on. There's something about freeing banished old ones. The strongest of them. The Norns of Fate.
Boron staffing up his army.
Does it say when and where?
It's tomorrow at Stonehenge.
Dayton Writers Movement presents The Hidden People. Executive producers Chris Burnside and Megan Burnside. Producers Alexa Fett Fisher, Sarah Gellner, Xander Hildenbrandt, Emily Kallenberg, Stephen Kallenberg, Jordan Lopez, and Catherine Seaton. Lead writer Chris Burnside. Script editors Megan Burnside and Alexa Fett Fisher. Sound design, score, and original music by Catherine Seaton. Audio production McKinney Botts, Chris Burnside, and Catherine Seaton. For more on The Hidden People, visit our website at hiddenpeoplepodcast.com.